If you walk through the doors of the North Hills Community Outreach Office in Allison Park, it's very possible that it will be Joyce who greets you with a smile.
I am a nurse, retired, and you kind of get used to working with the public and helping. I used to say you have to reinvent yourself once you retire. And someone said, no, you recreate yourself once you retire. So I kind of like that better. Hi, my name is Joyce Rabinowitz, and I'm the volunteer receptionist here at North Hills Community Outreach. I enjoy just answering the phones and answering questions and hoping to be able to send people to where they need to go. Because we have a little Rolodex file there. I realize we don't have a computer for the volunteer, but I have my little Rolodex file, and we use that to send people on. I still can't believe the number of people I talk to or come in here who are actually homeless, you know, to the point where I never realized it, but they like to have sleeping bags donated here because they give them to the homeless people to sleep in their cars. So it's very, at one point in time when I was in nursing, I joined the visiting nurses, and I worked with cancer care patients. And people went, oh my gosh, you know, how depressing is that to be working with patients who are, you know, some of them were in treatment, we were in a hospice. And I said, well, you know, you can't help everybody in the world, you would like to, but if you can help a few people die with dignity and pain-free and, you know, to be the best they can, then, you know, you give that a try. Even on the phone, you get people who are crying because they lost their job or they've been in the hospital or some other, you know, health issue. Something has happened and, you know, you think, well, what would I do if I didn't have enough money in my... They were sending me notices that they were turning off my one of my utilities. What do I do now? So my hope is to kind of, you know, make a difference. I don't find it depressing. I try to help people be the best they can be.
Joyce has been here since before I have, so she knows a lot more than I do. I'm Cheryl English. I am the executive assistant at North Hills Community Outreach. She is really great with the clients and the donors. She knows where to direct them, how to direct them, and her compassion for her fellow man comes through. Joyce does volunteer for other organizations in the community, and she has since before I started.
Well, Community Audit, of course, is a program. And actually, I donated my car there probably 8-10 years ago. Actually, I was their first volunteer. They had paper files, so I used to go out one day a week. And luckily, we finally got spreadsheets and Excel and things because it was just file cabinets filled with lots of paperwork, applications, and they weren't even alphabetized. The other thing I do is I work for one of the nursing homes. I do their program called A Book of Life. So basically, we interview the residents there and write down their stories. These people are so wonderful, and they've gone through, you know, as anyone else, they've had their ups and downs in their lives, but they've all had rich, rewarding lives. And even the ones that can no longer communicate with you, they can still communicate with their warmth. As long as I'm able to function, I'll be doing something to volunteer.
You can learn more about others having a positive impact on our community online at wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, you can also nominate someone whose work you think should be celebrated.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC. Life-changing medicine.